fact, if that does truly come to pass, it will certainly mean the new era has come to the north side of town. Theo is pretty good at what he does. I know the last couple of years have been pretty disappointing in Boston. But you're talking about a 37-year-old who's considered one of the game's best. He's had a terrific career there. Early in his career, he'd probably be the first to tell you that he got a lot of, well, help/interference from Larry Lucchino. As things went along, I think he wanted a little bit more power. You remember when he walked away and resigned for a bit, John Henry actually brought him back, and he did reclaim a little more power. I think Cashman walked away at the same time over the same situation. If they were going to take all the blame as a GM, they wanted to have a little more juice as far as saying what's going on. So it could very well be that that this is the man that Tom Ricketts has been looking for. But before we have that press conference, you can agree on the money and the contract. I think that's a real easy part of it because, as you said, with what you're paying players, this is really a small amount of money to a guy that you think can lead you to the promised land. But the question then becomes some other factors that that you know might be more difficult to resolve. One, compensation, I think that can be resolved fairly easily. One of the tough things will probably be just exactly who he can or can't take from the organization, because understand something. When you spend the second most dollars in baseball, and you have the ability to spend $142 million on Carl Crawford, you can make a trade for Adrian Gonzalez and then spend $100-plus on him. That's not a difficult thing to do, to recognize that. Although Crawford didn't work out, he probably will. But he's not going to have that kind of financial latitude as far as the Cubs are concerned. So he's going to have to do a whole lot more as it pertains to the minor leagues. And that means that you're going to have to trust your top scouts. You're going to have to trust your development people. With the Cubs situation, you're going to have to retool the organizational pitching from the bottom to the top, because if you take a look at what happened to the pitching this year, you realize that most of the guys either got hurt, I'm talking about the young kids, or the guys they looked to take that step forward, they flattened out, or many of them just took a step backwards. So he has those guys in place in Boston, although obviously their pitching staff was a bit of a problem. But I'm not sure how many guys he's going to be allowed to bring forward into the Cubs situation, and that could be a difficult scenario.
Have you had any experiences with Theo, talk baseball with him at all?
Yes, matter of fact, I have. In fact, I've been fortunate to be able to talk to most of the GMs around the game and get a chance to talk to them at various stages of their careers. And I always found Theo to be, number one, very engaging, number two, exceptionally bright. I think that goes without saying.